New workplace protections have come into effect in Victoria for people at risk of developing a debilitating lung disease. Silicosis is usually associated with stonemasonry, building and construction work, but cases have popped up recently in other sectors like teaching. It's prompted WorkSafe Victoria to update safety regulations, but not everyone's convinced they go far enough. Dana Morse reports.
At home on the Mornington Peninsula, Cheryl Millership's house is scattered with pottery treasures from her 40-year career as a ceramics teacher.
Making something with your hands is a really beautiful thing to do.
But 4 years ago, Cheryl was forced to stop teaching ceramics and working with clay altogether after she was diagnosed with silicosis, a disease which affects the lungs.
I can't go near it, so it was the end of my life as a ceramics teacher.
She was exposed to crystalline silica every day in her classrooms, which weren't purpose-built for ceramics.
And it was in that process where I developed a really severe, coughing fits and, you know, like almost asthmatic, where you can't quite get your breath. And it was pretty frightening, actually. It didn't occur to me, and it wouldn't have occurred to me, that I could get silicosis.
Cheryl did receive a pain and suffering payout through WorkSafe, but says the Department of Education didn't take action when it found out about her diagnosis.
I didn't see any action from the department to let people know that it's a risk or, you know, there was nothing special done about it.
The department says it already has policies in place for handling dry clay. WorkSafe data shows silicosis cases have been declining steadily since 2019, and the majority of cases are still occurring in manufacturing and construction. But a handful are emerging in other sectors, including education, electricity, gas, water and waste services, transport, postal and warehousing. New WorkSafe rules mean employers in any area that may expose staff to crystalline silica dust must conduct risk assessments and inform their workers about the dangers. Despite Cheryl's case, the Department of Education says the new regulations won't be adopted in classrooms. Workplace injury lawyer Catherine Sim believes that's a mistake.
So we would say that they fall under the regulations because there's a process being carried out at a workplace, being the school, that exposes a worker to crystalline silica dust. Clay in particular has a very high crystalline silica content. It is recognised in other jurisdictions. Certainly overseas, there is an awareness that ceramics teachers are exposed.
The department says the regulations only apply to high-risk settings and not to activities that typically occur in school-based art rooms. But that's little comfort to Cheryl.
You know, I feel worried for people that are still working, that are still doing the job and that don't have any awareness that they're putting themselves at risk every day, and that bothers me.
Former teacher Cheryl Millership, ending that report by Dana Morse.